It is the post-match panel. No, it's not. It's the post-match show, the pink. The post-match panel is the video one. I should get it right. It's a very small microphone for
it. It just really threw me off there. I was expecting the Ronnie Morant.
No. Where's it's just this little fella.
Where's the Ronnie gone?
The Ronnie's been retired, unfortunately. I've got this little fella
James
now.
James gone?
I've got the Mike Kearney here if you want it.
Here we are. It's this little fella
this
here
is
now.
The TikTok era of microphones.
Yeah, it is.
I was worried he wasn't talking into anything. Like, I thought he'd just start the show without having any recording device.
And yet, like a madman, he thought he finally lost it. Has it been a long week? It's all been a bit too much. It was a bit too much. Craig Cannon, Fuad Hassan and Dan Austin. Dan, it was all a bit too much. I feel tired and emotional. Liverpool played like they were a little bit tired and emotional. It was a really, really odd game. Now, there's a big caveat here. Me and Craig were on row A, right down by where Konate celebrated after the goal. So that's where we were. So we might not have the ideal perception of the football match. I'm saying this to you.
You've got a nice row A, row O comparison here. That's okay. Where we were. So.
And how was row O? Were the Reds mad in row O as well?
From row O, the Reds were predominantly fucking crap, I thought, for the majority of it. In that everything that has been espoused about what they're meant to be and that you've seen so far, bit of slow build-up, control of the football, build from the middle, gone. None of that. Absolutely zero of that.
We saw too much.
There was just lots of people making individual decisions for the next half second with no thought beyond that. And it felt like 90% of the game was played in the middle third of the pitch, and neither team was any good in the middle third of the pitch, which then just kind of leads to chaos either side. Liverpool predominantly crap. Some individual players making good choices in small moments. Precious little shape. Precious little, like, in the way of combinations to move forward or to try and defend backwards. But ultimately, they've won the game, so who cares?
They won the game, and also they deserve to win the game, which is the madness
yes.
of the game.
In the, you know, I thought there were parts and periods of Wolves' play that were quite good in that, you know, there'd be 10 minutes where I think, got some really good midfielders.
Yeah.
But while I thought the midfielders were good, I'd think, oh, but them centre-halves are shit. At the same time, and Liverpool are able to exploit that in key moments, I think gifted a penalty. It was a penalty, but I don't think they needed to give it away, and Salah has then scored it. The equaliser even felt pretty straightforward, and I think the goalkeeper should probably have saved it. I've not seen it back, but it just felt in real time like it's gone kind of through him.